music gear history, the Neumann U87 microphone. From John Lennon, Marvin Gaye, Jay-Z, Drake and Kendrick Lamar, I think you'll be hard pressed to find any established artist that hasn't recorded on a U87 at some point in their career. And with a legacy that spans Grammy Award winning records, chart topping rap verses, radio shows, Oscar awarded films, animation and even podcasts, for over six decades the U87 microphone has been the gold standard for studio audio recordings. So let's run through a list. Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, John Lennon's Imagine, Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River, and I'm sure you can find many more classics all recorded on a U87 microphone. Originally introduced in 1967, this mic was an all-round workhorse that brought versatility with its three polar patterns, allowing producers and engineers the ability to capture sound with unmatched precision. Quite notably, it was also one of the first condenser mics to introduce 48-volt phantom power as standard, which meant it didn't require an internal battery in addition for additional power. And with its warm tone, balanced frequency response, and an ability to capture vocals and acoustic instruments with clarity, it quickly became a staple mic in professional recording studios. In 1986, Neumann released an updated U87 AI with a louder output and modern components, all the while maintaining the same classic tone that made it the industry standard. However, debate still rages on as to whether the older or the newer U87 mics sound better. Now, if you're looking at picking up a modern U87 AI mic, unfortunately, there are no shortcuts, although its popularity has led to some somewhat decent clones, but please look out for the fakes. And at £2,400 brand new, it's not cheap, and it might be one of those purchases you're better off buying brand new. Now, it's over to you in the comments section. I want to know your favourite vocal performance recorded in a song. And with that, thanks once again for watching. Follow, like and subscribe, and I hope to see you again in the next Music Gear History. Later.